Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Come back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
The Affordable Care Act had a big day yesterday in the Supreme Court. Now is the time for Joe Biden to introduce the public option to complete the job of universal coverage. There's still about 13 million people to be covered. The program is very popular now, unlike 5-6 years ago when they tried. Now you have a fairly definitive result from the Supreme Court. It probably won't be sued again successfully. Although there'll be some dead enders, no doubt. But introducing the public option is going to help win elections. If you go to Medicare for All, however, you're going to be asking all 131 million people who have conventional health insurance, all which satisfies the ACA regulations, to switch to something that they haven't chosen, and that is an election loser. So the election winner is the public option. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Bill, that's a very good point. We hit the Affordable Care Act earlier in the first hour, but we didn't hit that aspect of it, and that's very important. What Bill is saying is this: you know, Biden campaigned, and the difference between Biden and say Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Bernie and Elizabeth Warren wanted to pass Medicare for All and phase out, eliminate private health insurance. And Biden said, no, what we're going to do is people can keep their health plan, 130 some odd million, have it through union negotiation or at the office. They like it. Fine. They keep it. But if they don't have that, we will insure them. And he said, we'll put Medicare for All in as a public option. So if you want Medicare for All, you can opt in. Whereas under the other programs, you had to do it no matter what. I supported Biden early on, and for a lot of reasons, largely because of his experience. He's a very good guy with a lot of integrity. And in foreign policy, there's nobody more experienced in the country. But the other one was, as Bill of Shorewood just said, it's a win-win. If you say to people, all right, Medicare for All is a public option. So people may say a Bernie or a Warren supporter, I want Medicare for All for everybody. Well, okay, at least for you, great. Just sign up for the Affordable Care Act and select it. Select it, and you will be governed by the same rules as anybody else on Medicare. You can do it. But there are some folks who don't want it. Now, I said earlier in the first hour that something like 33 million people have benefited from the Affordable Care Act that would have been thrown out of coverage if the Republican attack had succeeded. And the fact is, Supreme Court upheld it with a, frankly, even with the conservative majority. Now, where do we go from here? We've got to add Medicare for All, but as a public option as part of the Affordable Care Act. People who want to keep their private insurance should be able to keep it. And people who want Medicare should be able to go on it, regardless of age, as a public option, subject to all of the regulations of the Affordable Care Act and of Medicare. And I think that's a great result. And I think that now is the time for Biden to push that. And frankly, the Republicans will oppose it. So what? If we can get Manchin to go along, Harris will vote for it. I think we ram that through budget reconciliation. And you got to remember one thing. The Senate parliamentarian, it's only advisory. If she says you can't use budget reconciliation, the Senate, by majority rule, can overrule that. We need Joe Manchin to get with the program. All right, we're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
No, I second Bill's idea. I think three strikes is you're out in baseball, and that should be it for them trying to take the Affordable Care Act out. The other thing I called about is, have you heard the enormous amount of money per mile that ridiculous wall actually cost? I think there needs to be an investigation into that also. I think it's just absolute nothing but corruption there. You just know it. And that might have went somewhere towards the last guy's idea that every 2 weeks he'd say, well, 2 weeks from now we're going to have Cadillac health care. Well, if we would have spent the billions that he spent on this wall, we might have had a start. But the price tags that I've heard per mile are just totally wrong.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks, Dick, for calling in. I'll tell you, let me give you some background facts on the wall. The border is around, 1,900 miles, and the vast majority of it does not have walls. I think something like 700 miles have walls. Some of the walls, even everybody in the Democratic Party agrees are necessary. For instance, just south of San Diego, if you didn't have a wall and a control checkpoint, all of Tijuana comes pouring into California. They're already starting to anyway, but there are certain urban areas where to keep an orderly stream of traffic, you have to have walls. And the reason I say that is because Obama and Clinton both supported walls on a limited basis where needed. And Democrats were the ones that built some of the walls. So the thing about Trump and this whole business about the wall, it's not like a cliff effect. It's not like all or nothing. What Trump was saying is we need a 1,700 mile wall. Well, no, we don't. That would be prohibitively expensive. And a lot of these areas, the Rio Grande is there, and you have border patrols going through, and you don't need a wall. But you absolutely do need it in some of the urban areas, and Democrats help build it, and the Democrats support it. So you're not going to have any support for tearing down all walls, believe me. That said, what the Republicans are doing is using that as a whipping boy, as some kind of a fetish. And the average person up here thinks, well, we should have a 1,700-mile wall or no wall. And that's not the right way to frame that discussion, in my opinion. But anyway, there you have it. The issue is the extent of the wall. And I agree with you that a lot more could be done in terms of redirecting spending to, especially when they put in Medicare for All, that's going to have a cost, but it's absolutely essential. And people should know, I can be on Medicare right now. Just go to the Affordable Care Act. No problem. But if they have a union contract with good health care, or they have it through their office and they want to keep it, they should be able to keep it. And I think that's the good way to handle this. Another absolute atrocity from Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has put in a bill to abolish the Department ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Abolish it. They confiscate guns from Mexican cartels, from jihadists, from terrorists all over the place. And they store them. She wants to auction them off. Anybody can walk in. Guy in a raincoat and a fedora goes, Tavares, how much is that submachine gun? And walks off with it. That's what she wants. She's out of her mind, as always. It's not going anywhere. Nancy Pelosi's not even going to let it get to the floor. But to abolish the office, the agency of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, is simply going to open up the entire country to whatever cartels and terrorists want to do. You can't have it. You cannot have it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, another gutter ball from Marjorie Taylor Greene. She got thrown off all the committees in the House. She walks like a ghost ship through the halls. Scary, very scary. Walks around the corner and everybody goes, screams and runs the other way. She wants to do something. So therefore, she wants to abolish ATF. She ain't doing it. All right, we're going to the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.